Blog Talk Radio.
Block Major Entertainment exclusive. Hey yo, what it is, man? It's your boy AB, Universal DJ, Block Major Entertainment Pursuit.
Yeah.
Club JC's after party, Grand Preview Weekend, going down Saturday, October the 6th, 4320 Macamex Boulevard in Pine Street, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, bro.
If you miss this event, you must be crazy. Hosted by Real Boy Entertainment.
Yeah.
Universal DJ AB live in the mix.
You know it.
DJ Shine in the building.
Woo.
Special guest MCs. Performances by T-Mac Jungle Entertainment.
What?
I hop from Arkansas.
For real?
Grand Ole Records, Chill Will in the building.
Man.
$5 get in, BYOB. Special guest, Hardline King Promotions.
You know.
DJ Chubb in the building. Southern Maine Husky. And legendary DJ Don, the old school master DJ. Reserve your tables now. Facebook.com/ABUniversalDJs. This is sponsored by B97 FM Mr. Radio.
Yeah.
It's going down. Club JC's Grand Preview Weekend After Party. The first step showing history going down in South Dallas, baby.
What?
You don't want to miss this.
Let's go.
Be there.
Blazing the steel. Bring the heat. Mix it nonstop.
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 With the hottest DJ.
She shaking less off, 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 she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep. Hey, 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 this your boy Dice.
This is the strip.
All the ladies be real. You know what I'm saying? Who be shaking that thing, getting that cash. Hey, this is y'all. This is Strip Club Anthem for 2000 ladies.
Do it
forever. She shaking like salt, throw that pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Ass on stage, racks on rage. Like a magazine, her ass on page. Cash on flow, ass on flow. She working them cheeks, I'ma pass on go. I'm drooling like an old man, looking for some old man. Love big cheeks, big racks, I'm near for my whole man. Drop on his off, cause I'm acting with girls, I got more play. She shaking like salt, throw it like pepper. Throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron. I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper. Throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron. I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper. Throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sippin' on Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shakin' like salt, throw it like pepper. Throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, I'm sippin' on Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Left cheek, right cheek, slow it down the mic. See, bend, touch your toes, my face won't spread it. You in for a long night, girl, you won't forget it. Just moanin' point when you want me to hit it. You say I can have it just long as I hit it. On the best you ever had, it's in your face, so admit it. In your face, hey, 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 hey. She been, she spread, she working cheek by cheek. I'm in the club, I love them freak by freak. From Diamond to Pinky, I'm blowing stacks on Roxy. Simone to Alexis, I'm melting nice like Foxy. I put them on the pole with the ice on foes. A nigga they love with a big back roll. With the coos in my sweet while I'm popping on sweet. If touch was a crime, get time for a fish. She licking on her nipples while she playing with her cheeks. Looking back at me while she playing on seat. Biting her lips, told me to keep my cash, cause it's on me. Ass on deck, stacks on deck, shot her with the fat lips, cash on deck. I'm looking for the right peak, stimulating night. He's sprung to the fullest, yeah, yeah, girl, I might be staying in her dick, cause she get a perfect taste, been riding on the dick, pull it out and put it in. Hey, 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 hey,
she's shaking it.
She's shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long. Hey, this is for my ladies on that X Squad, you know what I'm saying? All those fine X Squad models, this is for y'all. Lisa Ray, Pinky, Diamond, Ice LaFox, Roxy Reynolds, for all y'all ladies. My girl T Dimes, my girl Caramel, all the X Squad models, this is for y'all. Let's get this bread, let's get this money. We're gonna have fun while we get it, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Dice.
putting it down for the 2011. This is the strip club anthem. Not only that, it's the models anthem too, baby. Dice. USC. X Squad. Pete.
Yeah, baby, it's definitely going down right here on BM Enterprise Radio Network, number one station across the country right here. We got our show coming up today. We're going to be talking to the group called the Main Girls. How you doing, LG? What's up, LG?
Hey, what's up, Danny B? How you doing?
I am fine. I cannot complain. You know, this is going to be the last day of our show for a while. And so, you know, we're just trying to get everything prepared and ready for it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I am going to miss y'all for a whole month.
Well,
when we come back, we're going to get it in.
We're going to come back a little bit stronger when we do come back. You know, we got to, you know, when you're not making no money off of doing sponsorships, man, this is what happens. So that's what we're working on right now, trying to get a little bit more sponsorships, man, be able to continue to do what we do and stuff. And the money just not coming in right now as far as the funding. That's why I tell the independent artists out there how important it is for the independent artists to support stations like this, support programs like this program, because when it comes down to a situation like that, it's really hard to do a lot of different stuff. And I think that's going to be the key to everything that we do as a group. And now, you know, we get to the point now where things are just not going too well for the group. So I'm definitely going to miss everybody. I'll be gone for maybe about a month or two, and then we'll be back. You know, we'll kind of all come back together and do something different. We may just end up going to the TV direction. Right now, we don't know what direction we're going with, but we do know that today is definitely the last day of the show, and hope everybody enjoyed the show. And then, you know, just have fun. Anyway, what's going on with you, girl? Well, let's talk about Miss LG. Hot show last night.
Oh, my God, the show was hot. It was incredible, especially, you know, talking to people you never talked to before. I was like, wow. I mean, we had Tico from our Dallas, Texas. He was up on the show with us supporting his song, Cranky, you know, supporting for all the underground artists. We had LB, Rick Ross, Nifford, me, and, like, they talked about it a lot last night, too.
But you know what? We got a hot show today, because today we're going to be talking to BET on the Main Girls from Wet Out, Wild Out Wednesday. We'll be live with us right here on we'll be live with us right here on BM Enterprise Radio Network. So we'll be talking live with them today. They got a new video out that's going to be in the process of going to MTV and other different networks. So I'm just excited to see what's happening, and you know, I just want to be able to make sure that we get everything together. And also, y'all, check out my video blog. I got a video blog. I haven't really started working on it, but in the meantime, I will be working on that. If you want to keep up with me, you have to check out my video blog. What you think about that?
Hey, I'm following.
That's right. Follow me so you know what I'm talking about. I talk about everything in that video blog, from the news to, you name it. I talk about everything. What's going on in my personal life? I get that. If you want to get personal with me, you can get personal with me on my video blog, because I do get very personal. Yeah, things that you'll never hear me talk about on Facebook or on the radio, I do get personal on my blog. So that's the only way you'll be able to get in contact with me. You may even catch me being angry. You may catch me in Starbucks.
You would not do that.
Now, one thing I would not be doing, I would not be taking my clothes off. I would not be acting a damn fool. And like some of y'all, and you know, me and you, LG, talk about this last night. Facebook is a hot mess. Facebook is a hot mess. And what I mean by that is that how many dotovers just talk about their personal life? Oh, I just got to think about, I don't give a damn. I don't care if you don't never think about it. I don't It doesn't. But that's what they do. Oh, I just had sex.
Oh,
wow.
I'm telling you,
I don't want to hear that. But that's what they do on Facebook. Instead of using Facebook for what they need to be using for, people are using it for crazy things. And speaking of crazy things, y'all, we're going to get crazy on the show today because this is just the last day of the show right here, and we're going to have fun. Let's give it a bunch of more music right here. And coming up tonight, today we do have the R&B artist Ruth called Main Girls live with us right here.
All
right. Oh, my goodness. I'm pumped up about this group, too. I love the Main Girl. They are. I am a huge, huge fan of them. And I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and he asked me, tell me, I told him that we needed to be licensed, and we're not a licensed radio show, so we had to end up playing independent artist music. And so he goes, I am licensed. Nigga, you ain't got no, you don't even have a job. How you going to be licensed? Nigga, you don't even have a job, but you got a license. Okay. Tell it to somebody that ain't stupid.
How did that happen?
Crazy. And you know who I'm talking about. I ain't gonna even say it. All right, y'all, let's go to Ready. Let's go to Main Girl's new song called Ready, and it's definitely hot, and it's going, it is making a major buzz on YouTube, and they're gonna be live with us today on what? Johnny B. I mean, on B.
See me, Pencil Price.
I don't know. Let's go to the show. Let's go to the song. We'll be right back, y'all.
Now you over here launching. Are you trying to press the party? Just to fire is blazing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's hot to the mug outside.
On the station with the hottest hits.
Shout out to V-Tex, Millionaires and Flares, Southern Crime Family, Who's the Mike, LB Concrete Boys, Wayne C, Mr. Latex, T.A.B., Clutch, Buckhouse, Them Still the Red.
Change. And man, hey LG, if you haven't checked out the YouTube page,
woo, you gotta check them out. These girls been doing it for a long time, and they do a lot. So I guess what, everybody, they need no introduction. They was one of the hottest independent artist group across the country, man. When it comes to singing R&B, y'all heard their music not too long ago. We've been promoting them for the past week. Oh my goodness, today is Thursday, and it's official. We now have the main girl fly with us right here on the Dunny B Radio Show. What's up, ladies?
Yay!
What's up, ladies?
Hey.
Oh my goodness. RFL, it's Thursday. Welcome to the show. Ladies,
thank
you've been
you.
On the show before, but I'm glad you're on the program today. What's been going on with, what's been going on with the main girl?
We've just been grinding it out, you know, doing a lot of shows in the studio, trying to bang these hits out for everybody. Right now, we're still doing the BT Blazers stage tour, as we stated before. And right now, we're also doing the DCI Next tour. The next stop is Miami. So we're really excited about that. Also, just promoting our new single, Ready, which is available on iTunes and any online store.
That is one of the that song is hot. I love that joint. So let's talk about who produced the track and who's presently working with y'all right now.
Okay, Ron Big Per Marshall produced the track.
Okay.
It was excuse me, what you say?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Ron Big Per Marshall produced the track. We all wrote the song, actually, and it's a song from our personal experiences. That's all I can say about it. It's just about, you know, you in the club or anywhere, and a guy comes up to you, and he's basically turned on by your physical appearance, by your smell, the way you dress, how you dancing. And that's basically what Ready is.
Wow. Ladies, the video. Oh, my goodness. I want to talk about the video. Who
did you like
the production
it?
On the... I love the video. I mean, man, the video. Y'all need to go to my Facebook page, everybody, and check out the video. Oh, my goodness. The video is off the chain. Who did the video production for this? Because this last video y'all did, it's hot.
Catwalk Studios did that video for us. Minister Mills, shout out to him. He also did our Reject video, so he always does a great job. We love working with him. And that's just another access in DMV that we're so happy about, because a lot of people, I guess, they're not used to saying, you know, a good quality video, and he really produced
that. Right.
So we just had a lot of fun doing that video, from the motorcycles to the cellar scene.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just a lot of high energy, so it was so fun.
Let's talk about the concept real quick of the video. Who idea was the concept for this video?
Well, the man who produced it, who was Minister Mills, he had a lot of input on the outlook he wanted to, as well as our manager, George. Like, we just had a lot of ideas coming from everywhere.
Right.
So we just, as far as the outfits, put them together, and everything just worked out perfectly.
Wow.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to let my co-host, Miss LG, ask a question to y'all. Go ahead, Miss LG.
Yes, okay. Who came up with the name of Main Girls? Who came up with the idea for the name?
Oh, we had a lot of different names when we were first trying to figure out how could we describe us as best as we could. And Main Girl came across, and we were always a little shaky about it. We're like, okay, it's singular, we're three girls. Just like, I don't really know how we feel about it. And just with time, it really grew on us, because we realized the real meaning of it, which was, we are Main Girl. We are three girls that form together in a female group, and we become one. We all have lead qualities. We all sing lead. We all sing background. We all support each other equally. And I think that just makes one Main Girl, and that's why we come together and why we're so good as a group together. Because
right, and that's what makes us
so
different.
Well. Yes, we just blend so well, and everyone's eyes are always on all three of us. We all have these qualities, so it's just really great to just have something different like that. So we stuck with Main Girl. We've been riding with it ever since.
I gotta ask this. How important is it to have that certain type of image? Because you guys got a beautiful image. I'm looking at the picture right now. I'm on your Facebook page looking at the picture. Let's talk about the importance of the image, because there may be a lot of independent artists out there that's listening to this and don't really have an image. How important is it to have that certain type of image in this business?
How important. It's so important because you have to be marketable. Like, we, especially for the type of audience we want to appeal to, like we really want to be the voice of the youth. We want to show them, we want to show young ladies that you don't always have to have everything hanging out. You don't always have to feel like, you know, you can be a lady and still be wanted by many. So it's just, we're just trying to create that outlook. So when you see us in our little tennis shoe gear, or maybe we might get sexy one day, have some heels on, but it still be classy. We just want to maintain that outlook and just appeal to our younger crowd, because in our music, that is what we speak from our teenage experiences, and we just want to be relatable to the youth. As well, and as well as our inspirational songs, I think a lot of that could be any range of as age wise goes, because I feel like everyone can relate to us. Our music is so crazy,
relatable.
I guess it all comes from each of us, and like we take, even from what we take from our parents, the people around us, just to inspire us. So we just take all that into effect. So when it comes to your image, we really believe that it's really important, because you want to, if you're putting something out in the world, you want it to be tasteful. You want it to be inspiring to others. So that's what we try to put
forth. You want it to be yours. That's what makes you an individual as well. But in our case, that's what makes us like a group.
What advice would you give to any independent artist out there that's trying to get into the music, especially the young women out there, but don't know how to get into the music?
I think I would have to say promote. You know, because especially if you're an independent artist, because if you don't promote yourself and, you know, support yourself, nobody is going to support you, and you have to promote to get your name out there, because, you know, your fan base is, that's what it is. It's your fan base. It's the numbers that matter. So promote and make sure that you know what's important, that you spend your money on great quality.
Invest in yourself. People always, I think a lot of artists always take it to, okay, if I do this, the nigga just wanna give me money. It starts with you. Like, no one's gonna spend money on you if you're not willing to spend money on yourself. And that just comes with the grind. Even though you're trying to go hard with your music, you still have to make that so your music is quality music.
Right.
Like, you still have to support yourself. And once you support yourself and everyone sees how, oh wow, they really believe in themselves or something like that, then that'll just make the process come along quicker, because they'll see that, okay, these girls really want it. Or you really want it. So that's definitely important to promote and invest in yourself.
Right. And just work hard. Because if you're not doing it, somebody else is. Somebody else is awake now in that gym, in the studio.
Right.
So you just got to make sure you do what the next person won't do. And that's how you'll get ahead.
That's what makes you different.
Wow. I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and ask him a couple more questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I know about y'all being female artists, you know, as a group. I mean, how's the relationship between y'all? I mean, is it, you know, real fun? Like, do y'all do fun things together? I mean, how's the relationship?
It's crazy. You say, like, we're like sisters. Imagine you and your sister. Like, that's how we are.
We really are.
Yes.
Goofy, from goofy to this. We've always had a certain kind of bond. Like, ever since, even in the beginning when we were still trying to figure each other out, it's like little things will pop up, like, say, me and Mimi are both Libras. We're like, oh, my God, we're both Libras. So we deal on that. And, like, me and Bree, we went to the same school. It's just that everything just comes together so crazy because we all love fashion and just certain things. So when we first created that bond in the beginning, I really think it made us what we are today because, as you know, girl groups are known for not getting along and letting little petty stuff break them up. But when it comes to us, we really look at each other as sisters, and we really know that what brought us together is music. So if we're arguing, it's not going to be about anything irrelevant. Like, if we're arguing, it's going to be about, no, I think we should go in this direction with this song or this way. Like, always, music is always going to bring us back. Even if we ever lose our minds, music will be the thing that brings us back down to earth. Like, come on, y'all. We're here for a reason. We're together for a reason, and we just want to, we want the world to see that.
Right.
Wow, that is amazing. So, real quick, before we let y'all go, what's next for the main girls? I mean, you got the video out now. I heard you guys are shopping the video around to different networks and stuff. What's up with that? Let's talk about that.
Well, like I told you before, our next stop is Miami in a couple of weeks. We're really excited about that. For the tour, and we're just working on a couple of different projects in the studio. You know, we're just really trying to get these other songs out here for everyone.
Okay.
And just taking it from there.
Are y'all getting a lot of?
Are y'all thinking about coming like to Dallas and we're like in
Dallas
for work area to Texas?
Oh, really? Y'all still got to come to Dallas for work?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Most
definitely.
And it comes. And make sure y'all come
to
the door.
I'm sure that'll be a move soon. I'm sure that'll be arranged soon.
Wow. Now, how's the music?
In person.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking to y'all for about, 3 years now? And I ain't got a chance to see y'all yet.
This is a long-term relationship. Yeah, we really did.
I know. And you know what, ladies? I am a big fan of y'all, too, for real. And say, if y'all ever looking for another girl to be in y'all group, LG is the R&B artist herself. The girl can sing. Y'all looking for another female? She don't want to say it, but y'all looking for another female to add to y'all group? Holler at your girl, LG, right here, because she can sing. She girl can sing. She can sing. She going to kill me for saying that. She going to kill me for saying that.
It's going to be...
So real quick, I gotta ask. We already talked about your projects and stuff. Could we see y'all doing movies, production, commercials? Is that
yeah.
possible for y'all for the next future?
We actually just did a musical play. It was called Jilly Minnelli. We did it in the city at the Capital Fringe Festival, and it was just a really great experience. I think it definitely brought us closer together. It did really good. Washington Post reviewed it, a lot of different newspapers and blogs, and even the Warner Theater reviewed it. So we really got a lot of a great response from that. So I think that put us on a different level as far as our artistry goes, and as far as us being independent artist, because you don't see independent artists out here, like, doing plays and stuff, you know?
Right.
So that's just another thing to put on our resume. Like, when I say y'all going to be tired of seeing us, y'all just see us.
I can't never be tired of seeing the main girl. I can't see y'all enough.
Okay, yeah. Everywhere. That's we a brand, you know? We just want to market and promote ourselves and do it all. And so
what about clothing line? Say, can we see the main girls coming out with their own clothing line? What's up with that?
Yes, you can. Definitely
something we would love to get together. We
and,
have XL bracelets. You can contact us at diverseworldwide@gmail.com if you are interested in a main girl bracelet. They're really cute and pink.
Yeah,
and
all our empty diamonds.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be radio hosts for a Teen Talk radio show called Turn It Up.
Yeah, so
that's going
to
be on here next.
You're going to have to give us some information. We need little. We better start on
some pointers. So
wow,
I'm really excited about
amazing.
That. That's going to be really fun.
That's going to be really cool, too.
Yeah.
That's gonna be real cool. I gotta ask you this though. I got so many questions. It's all in my mind right now.
That's fine.
Man, what they need to have y'all hosting BET 106 and Park. I can see y'all three hosting that.
Oh wow.
Especially since Terrence and Ross is leaving.
Yeah,
right.
Here they
are. Yeah, it's a lot of people that want that job.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I gotta
ask y'all this real quick. I knew it's something I put. See, y'all, so much going on in my mind. Like, man, I gotta ask you this. What major artist, as a female, that you ladies look up to one at a time? What female inspires you the most? If you had,
I would have to say Beyonce. Most definitely.
I know that.
And that's definitely all across the board because we all love Beyonce. And also
wow.
With me, I would say Missy Elliott really inspires me because it's just like she's such a strong female, and I just love that she really represents the female a woman across the world. Just so, I just really love Missy Elliott. Like, I cannot wait to meet her. I can't wait to
say. Y'all gonna get mad at me for saying it. Y'all gonna get mad at me for saying this, but I thought y'all was finna say Nicki Minaj.
I love Nicki. First of all, I love Nicki. She's dramatic, and no, I think Nicki Minaj is really talented.
You know, we try to learn. You know, we learn a lot from everybody. You know,
right?
Because different people, everyone has different qualities that you love to take from. Some qualities are just for them, and it works for them, and some qualities. We can use that we see in us that, oh, that would be something nice to have main girl do something like this. But, you know, as they say, everything's not for everybody. So
say. If we start seeing y'all, I tell you what, ladies, if we start seeing y'all, you know, dyeing your hair green and these different colors,
ooh,
we know something.
You wouldn't
want to wait a minute. I told you this. Hey, look up the Nicki Minaj. All right. They gonna kill me for that. Gotta be making sure to say that. And ladies, we definitely want to thank y'all for coming on the program. Y'all know y'all West. This is like y'all second home. Now y'all first home.
Yes.
Come on here anytime y'all want to. But you know what? I'm glad you guys came on the program today to talk about everything that you guys got going on. And whenever y'all come to the Dallas Fort Worth, look us up. As soon as y'all see that word Dallas on y'all booking schedule.
Definitely.
We sure will.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to
beat her.
Hey, thank you for being on the program. Already. Man,
y'all
girl, fly with us right here. Hey, we trying to be crazy.
This is fun.
All right, y'all, man. Coming up next, man, we're gonna be checking in with our main man, John Williams, with today's update news. We'll be right back.
This is Duke Nukem. This radio station takes requests. I don't. DJ Dan Louth on the trash.
Yeah. Man. It's like 1993. I was born from you. Your first son to the world. I was a little youngin'. You told me all the nurses were surrounded around me. They say that I was a blessing. You was truly happy. Years later, I grew up. I was a very, very, very bad boy. You punished me. I learned my lesson. Your ass whooping was a good choice. I'm grown now. I'm 18. I'm doing music in the industry. I love you. You love me. I hurt you. You hurt me. I'm very sorry. I feel bad. I start to worry. I'm very mad. You calm me down. Don't worry about it. Don't cry, boy. These things happen. You raised me. You fed me. You bought me things I don't mean. I'm very lucky to have you. You gotta know I love you. Christians govern my music. I'm going to a pastor in Texas. Then I'm getting engaged. I hope you get this message. He trying to make me be. Send me places I wanna be. He trying to make me famous. That's what I wanna be. Even if I make it big, I'ma take you places you never been. Like Dallas or New York or LA or Kansas. Fight things you never had. And don't you dare say no, cause you've been working mighty hard. And yes, I feel like you do deserve it. Yeah. You thought that I was gonna be nothing. I proved to you I'm gonna be something. I love you. Look at you, mom. Look at you, mom. Look at you, mom. Look at you, mom. Look at the love me and you. Almost famous, and my brother KJ, he argue a lot, but I do love him. He just get angry a lot. And my big brother Dre, yes, we are the same. Two different skills, got a different face. Back to my mother, I don't need another. She's the only one I got. And of course, my brother, don't forget my stepdad. Yes, he is a real father, like the real thing. I call her a real father, mom. You got that back pain. We'll take you to a spot so we can heal again. Yeah, you know you need it. Yeah, I know you do. I hate to see you walk. It really hurts you.
Playing the music you love. Classical, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Empire Radio Network with the boy that crazy man, Mr. Donnie B. Say, they was crunk one day.
They
had to get off the phone, but they got a busy business schedule. That's how crazy they schedule you. What you think
about? I know they got a lot going on, you know.
And you
have
something to ask me.
Don't you have a confession to make?
I don't work, Jeff. This ain't about me. This is about the artist. You know
what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I
think
I just touched my head.
What I pray to you is for you, not for the world to know what's going on with me.
I mean, I bet they want
to
know, too.
I want to know.
This is the news update brought to you by TV Enterprise, John Weaver. in the Dunn B Show.
Wait a minute, what is it to you anyway, Miss Fang?
Everybody wanna know.
Why you keep interrupting him, LG?
Because I just want to know. I want everybody to hear this. Like,
okay. We're going to talk about it after the break.
Why after the break? Why not now?
Because I don't feel like talking about it right now, LG.
I'm sorry.
Act like she don't exist. Go ahead, do your news. Just keep on interrupting that man. That man trying to do the damn news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a news update brought to you by DB Enterprise Radio, and it's going to be morning, afternoon show, and John Williams as the news director. This news is brought to you by Black Press USA, and we're definitely talking about voters' ID. Every voter should demonstrate that they are who they say they are before voting. That form of proof should not include restrictive documents, requirements like overly burdensome photo IDs or redundant photo of a proof of citizenship requirements that serve to block millions of eligible American citizens from voting. Importantly, in voting technologies and modernizations of our voting registration system will both increase efficiently and close the door on mistakes and fraud, where there are clear policy solutions that resolve concerns about both election integrity and free and fair access to the polls. American citizens should not be subject to costly restrictive documentation requirements that limit access to the polls. And this is exactly what's going on. Now check out what's happening in New York. Nearly 500,000 eligible voters in 10 states with restrictive voters' ID laws live in households without vehicles and reside at least 10 miles from an ID-issued office open more than 2 days a week. A new Brimo Center for Justice study found because many of these voters may not have a driver license and nearly all live in rural areas with devouring public transportation, or dwindling public transportation options, it could be significantly harder for them to get an ID and cast a ballot. Now, the Brenholm Center study uncuts the claim by many politicians in restrictive ID states that eligible voters can easily obtain a free ID to vote. A federal court considered this issue last week during a trial over Texas voters' ID law and Pennsylvania ID law, will go before a state judge next Wednesday. Now, check this out. This is what happened in New York from a result of this. And I think that we have to really be mindful of what's going on, really try to keep our eyes on it. Organizations also recorded some local residents who shared their negative experience with New York Finest. Racial profiling by the pigs, this is what somebody said, criminalizes a whole generation of sordid one supporter. The real reason they're doing this is to have a file on as many young black and Latino men as possible. This is that stop and frisk law. A recent conversation with an NYPD source disclosed stop and frisk is nothing new. Before, it primarily happened to black and Latinos who went into white neighborhoods, but now it's happening citywide because they want them to get frustrated and move out. This is a news update brought to you by Be Me Enterprise. John Williams, news update.
Already, that's what's up. That's very interesting right there, man. That's very interesting. And I just got some news that LG is going to break the news to us in a few minutes.
Yes.
She got something to say. She got
what
to say
to
what up? What are you talking about, LG? Say, John, you see what I got to go through with her? We've been debating and everything all throughout the show.
Yes. Okay.
All right,
John,
then. All right, y'all. Okay.
I'll give you a
okay.
hint. John, can I give you a hint? Hold okay.
on.
You know when you get an egg, right? What do you do to the
yeah.
egg?
What you do to an egg?
Yeah.
You said, what do you do to an egg?
You
eat
the damn egg. You eat the damn egg.
What
do you have to do to
make
the
muffin?
What?
No,
no. You have to crack the damn egg and cook it.
No, not that.
What do you do with an egg?
Wait a minute. Hold on. What is what you do with a damn egg? You have to
cook
the damn egg.
Before you open it?
Crack
it. Wait a minute, hold up. What you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
If you calling me an egghead,
I got to say, wait a minute. Shout out to Tineva. Wait a minute, we got to do some quick shout outs, y'all. Hold on for a minute. Quick shout out to Tineva. She's listening to the show. She said, y'all is crazy. She said, girlfriend, go ahead on and make him do what? I don't know what she talking about. Make me do what?
Yeah,
everybody. What is she talking about? Now you got John wanting to know what you.
Yeah, wait a minute. I want to. If you say that,
what you say, John? Go ahead, John.
Okay, LG, if you saying I'm an alien, I accept that.
Yeah, that's what she's trying to say. That's what she's trying to say. Yes, you hit it on the spot. She trying to call you an egghead. Keep it real. That's the secret she got to tell you. She called you an egghead,
no,
John.
That's not the secret, John. It's not the secret.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Okay. I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to make this simple and easy for us. We're going to go take a quick station break.
Oh.
And when we come back, LG got something to tell y'all.
Yes.
And she's going to break the news about her life. Whoa. So y'all get ready for LG. She's going to break
the
news
about Dunny's life.
Wait a minute, about me? No, you said this was about you.
No, I said about Dunny.
Okay. What news are you? Forget it. I'm ready. I tell you what, y'all. We'll be right back because I'm almost ready for something. All right. We'll be right back, y'all. Right there, are you ready? By my girl LG, right here on BMRadio.com, baby. It's going down.
I'm missing you. I want to talk to you. I want you to lay my body down. Don't you understand that I'm missing your loving, being your loving. I want to see your smile. Your smile, you get a sexy thing.
Oh, yeah. say I do sirens, baby, swick them diesel. I wanna be your 60 lover, mommy, not amigos. It's you I miss when I'm gone. With you, my heart belongs. You the one that calms me down when I'm in my zone, so I'm ready now. I think she's ready now. She says it's going down. I'm the one that makes her smile. Well, dollar baby, it's about to go down. So.
You the sexy thing. You my world. And I'ma tell every boring girl.
music. Are you ready?
We sing it.
You love it. That's how you make a hit. The middleman between me and my fans. It's radio. I'm the music, and this is my station. So tune in.
Turn it up.
And let's make some hits.
Powered by Cracky.com.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Beat, beat,
beat, beat, beat. Beat.
Mixing
the beat.
It's money.
Money.
Number one producer.
Shout out.
I got to say a big shout out to Taniqua, listening to us in Alabama. She said she loved the show. Mobile, Alabama. She said she loved the show. She's been listening to us for a while. Mm-hmm. And she said, you go, girl. And she's telling you to try to get the secret out of me. She said she want to know now. She knows it. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't going to get to know what's going on with me. It ain't about me.
Yes, we are.
And a big shout out to Antonio. He's listening to us in Houston, Texas. He said he's enjoying the program today. He said you guys are very funny. He said that y'all got me crying, laughing. All right, okay. Okay, and I want to know the secret, too.
Well, that'll be it, too. That's true.
Yeah.
Sue down.
Anyway, that don't mean nothing to me. Nothing.
Yes, it does. They
want
to know.
Let me
don't
play
some.
You know, we're going to brain jump, man. We're going to brain jump, man, because this is getting too ridiculous right here now. This is getting ridiculous. You got John over there, our news man. He's trying. He can't even do his damn news right because this damn debate. How many times have you interrupted? How many? Not see that. Do it again. How many times have you interrupted my main man, John, for doing his damn news? Tell him, John.
You know what? I don't really mind her interrupting me, but you know what? I done emailed her, and she ain't even emailed me back. What's up with that?
Oh, what's up with that? Yeah, that's right. Let's put her on the spot. What's up with that? Why you have not emailed this woman, man?
I got to be on the spot. I'm not ashamed to tell Mars, like, anyway.
Asking you a question. Why couldn't have you have not emailed this man back? What's up with that? So why have you not emailed him back? This right now we talking about you right now. Get on the case, John. I want to hear this.
We want to talk about Johnny B first.
No. John asked the question. You got to answer that man question. That man asked him why you have not emailed him back.
And I liked your Facebook, but I sent you a little something on your Facebook too. What's up with this audition, man? What's up? You know what, LG? You know what? I definitely.
What is this?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want you to come to the Baby D, which is Denton. They got a new little program they're going to be doing. They're gonna let black people come in because I was the first black person after 50 years.
Hold on. She just okay. Wait a minute. They got a baby. What? What they got? A baby what?
No. I call the baby D. I call the baby Dallas. Now,
okay. You hear what he's saying about you, LG?
No, what are you saying?
He got a new name for you.
What is it?
What's her new name?
I'm gonna let you name.
You just said you had a new name for her.
No, I said that's what I call Denton. I call Denton the baby D. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanted her to come.
All right,
out.
Y'all, man.
What did you say?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead.
And,
yeah, what did you say?
I said I wanted her to come out and audition at the DCT, Denton Community Theater.
That'd be hot.
And I'm gonna tell you why.
You know, we all need
trouble. We get the award ceremony for.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it in New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. Can't out of here. You know what? That was my first karaoke, y'all. Was New York. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Okay,
I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep today.
Put our hands up in the air.
King of the hills. Go ahead. I'm listening. All right, y'all. All right. I'm sick of this. Everybody want to know my secret. It ain't a secret. It's just something that I've done. Okay. I was a spokesperson for Michael Jackson. Yeah, for Michael Jackson before he died.
That's the secret I got.
I was a spokesperson for Michael Jackson before he died.
trust me, everybody. It wasn't it.
Damn.
Hey, I tell you what, how about we take another quick station break?
And then we come back and tell you. Are you scared about something?
A big shout out to Sharonda. Sharonda said, please let me tell a secret. Damn, why y'all so into me telling this damn secret? It is not a secret.
We want to hear it.
Stop.
We want to hear it. We
yes,
want to
hear
it.
Okay.
We want to
okay,
hear it.
Okay.
We want to hear it.
Let me do it.
We want to hear it.
All right. I was a spokesperson for this TV show ad that came out on regular TV. It was on MTV, VH1. Yes, I was on all the TV networks. You probably seen the episode, but didn't know who I was. And it was Dancing with the Stars. That's what it was. Dancing with the Stars.
The first one was right, but the last one was wrong.
Whoa! What do you mean you really put me on the spot?
No, you ain't trying to do that.
Come on, Donna B. Come on, Donna.
Okay. I was a spokesperson. I got chosen to be a spokesperson for a television promo ad commercial. Now, don't ask me why he chose me to be the damn spokesperson, but he did. And at first I didn't want to do it, but then I thought it would be, but you know, money talks, bullshit walks.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up doing it. So you know, yeah. I had a lot of fun. Of course, I did get criticized from different people. I couldn't go nowhere from the streets without people saying, "Hey, that's not right. You're making black people look bad. Hey, how the hell are you making them look bad?" Anyway. It was called Dancing with the Crackhead. Damn, I knew y'all was gonna be dancing at me. Come on now. This is not funny. This is a sickness. Let's go to this. Lisa just told me, oh my goodness. Lisa is listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, and she said, oh, my goodness. She said that this is crazy. Oh, my goodness. I can already see. I'm already looking at the emails coming in. You want to go ahead on the comment behind?
John over there laughing. I know John laughing.
John, I think John Don't cut the microphone down, and I think he's busting out laughing. John, you okay over there?
I'm okay over here, man. I'm tripping off with what's up. I'm tripping off. You know, you ought to come out too then, man. We're going to have some black folks out here. And this didn't count.
Let me tell the story. Okay. Here's what happened, y'all. I got so sick of looking at that damn TV commercial. They played it, what, 5 to 7 times a day on all the cable station from what they call One Cable. What they call that? It's owned by Radio One.
Yeah.
It's a TV network. Anyway, it came on there. It came on MTV, VH1, BET. It came on BET 5 times during the park, to a TV show called The Park. Anyway, let me go with my little thing, what I had to do. No, I forgot how my part goes. Y'all gotta go and go to YouTube and type in "Dancing with the Crackheads" and you'll see the commercial. Dancing with the Crackhead, and I was a spokesperson. They had me sitting down in this little old seat, and I forgot the rest. Hell, anyway, it was crazy. Even Skip Cheetah from K104, before he left K104, he said he seen it. And he was like, wow.
Oh,
well, not only that, but I also been on the Jerry Springer Show, the Ricky Lay, the Salad Show. You want me to go on?
Yes.
I've been on Jerry Springer Show 3 times. I've been on the Salad Show twice. Ricky Lay, I've been on it twice.
I've been on the Martin Pope show twice. I almost made it to the Queen Latifah show before she got cut off. And very honored that Ricky Lay is coming back. Everybody asked me, are you going back to the top show? Hell no, I ain't going to the Del Top show. It was me in my younger days. That was 20-something years ago, y'all.
We want to see you do something.
You've been holding that man. And you know you're a star.
I was wild back in the day. So y'all got to understand, I was young and dumb, okay? Young, stupid, and dumb. Hey, how can we forget? The other show that came on, it was the commercial that I did. And oh, yeah, by the way, I am definitely going to be shooting another commercial. They want to do Dancing with the Crackheads, too. And they already asked me, are you going to do it? I don't know yet because I don't want to be back on
being John.
Oh, man. And believe it or not, I sold 3,000. I sold 3,000 of those. It was like, okay, what happened was, okay, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Can y'all picture Dancing with the Stars? Can y'all fucking picture Dancing with the Crackheads with all these real-ass crackheads dancing? And you got me over here promoting this damn shit where I'm in the middle of the street asking these fucking crackheads to dance. And they dancing. They fucking dancing with Pimp. I had to host this fucking DVD called Dancing with the Crackheads. And all you can see is me hosting it, interviewing these fucking crackheads. One crackhead said he loved dancing. Said, you give me a nickel and I'll dance for you. So I gave him a nickel and he danced.
What's that great?
This was crazy. Was it what?
Did they get a prize? Did they win a prize? No, crackheads, man, I don't care. If they're coming out to do something, they're coming out to do something to get some money.
Oh man, they got the money. They got paid. You know what? No, seriously, they got paid. No, they got paid some good money to go out there and just be a damn fool. Some of them got paid $40, $50 just to go out there and dance.
$40, $50.
You know, if them crackheads get 10 cents, they have it. No, shit, them damn crackheads were getting $5, $10. That's enough for them to get cracked for a whole week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're going to run after
it.
They're
going to
run
into
today.
Oh, they were. Oh, man. You know what? It got. A lot of them already knew me.
Put some beer in there.
Wait a minute. A lot of them already knew who I was from being on TV anyway. So when they see me, oh, my goodness, that's Dunny B. That's Dunny B. But it was a trip, though, man, because we got stopped by a fucking police.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we got stopped by a damn police officer, and the police officer was telling us, sir, we got a disturbance call that you guys were disturbing the peace. It was a white officer, but guess what happened, y'all? The white officer came out, get ready to give us a ticket. The black police officer came out, and this is why I say race still exists today. The black officer came out and told the white officer he can leave. You know what the black man said? The black man said, I don't see y'all out here doing nothing wrong. Y'all not here soliciting. So he let us go. And the white man wasn't going to let us go. He was going to give us a ticket. And y'all know where it's at. Over there by the Union Gospel Mission. Over there, John know what I'm talking about. The Union Gospel Mission. This was 5 years ago.
Man.
This was 5 years ago. They were so happy to get that money. They didn't know what to do. People was asking, man, we're not going to do it again. We're not going to do it again. I want some more money. I'll be a crackhead dancer. Oh, but y'all know what? I ain't gonna lie, y'all. If y'all go look at the video, they was crunk as hell. They was fucking so fucking crunk. It was crazy. They could dance. I mean, yeah, but you know what? Lil Cash ain't getting anybody to dance, wouldn't it?
Man, I do the
So what you say, John? So let me ask you this: would you be on a video called Dancing with the Crackheads?
You know what?
If the money was right.
That sounds like a sketch. Dancing with the crackhead. What you dancing? You dancing on ice? Hey, you get it? You dancing with the crackhead, but are you dancing on ice? You get it? Y'all.
I didn't even get that. I don't even know what you just saying.
Look, crack.
What did you just say?
Get it. Ice. They pull ice. So, the crackhead dancing on ice.
Oh, my goodness. So,
100 if you're real, dog. I said 100 if you're real, dog. I'm 100, go ahead, let's speak on it. Church nigga, I preach on it. Authentic like me, shown it. Same nigga I start with. Off the gutter, they garbage. Same niggas about cars with. Shrimp steak and they marvelous. And while you're playing ball, trying to be up, I'm with Tiger Woods playing golf, trying to be up. Find me at the crib with my feet up, while niggas on the block off the corner screaming, we up. For the hood, everybody ain't making. It's paper out there, if you don't want it, I take it. Yeah, if you don't want it, I take it. Paper in the hood, you don't want it, I take it. For my squad, my hood, my street. My city, my real niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, salute, 100 dogs. Salute, salute, 100 dogs. My young niggas to the OG. Never said a word to the police. 100 if you're real, dog. I said 100 if you're real, dog.
I've been there and I done that and I still pop my guns. My Louis blue and my rag blue and I'm always 100. My top down and my locs on. Any block that I post on. Go and get my West Coast on. Louis belt with my toast on. Came to put my folks on. Guess what? Plug them. Every time I hit the city, they screaming out, we love them. I'm a real nigga who love real niggas. Not an eight bone in my body. In every state that I touch down, real niggas, they got me. It's all in my talk, it's all in my walk. It's in me, not on me. It's something that can't be taught. I'm a real nigga that do real shit. Killed niggas I done killed with. You talk about it, then be about it. Half of y'all ain't built for this.
For my squad, my hood, my street, my city. My real niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, salute, 100 dogs. Salute, salute, 100 dogs.
Yeah.
My young nigga.
My young nigga.
To the OG.
OG.
Never said a word to the police.
Never.
100 if you're real, dog.
100, 100.
I said 100 if you're real, dog.
Start saluting, the director's here. Start the movie. I yell action, these young niggas will start to shoot it. I had a dream that I'd be rich, calling Martin Luther. Cause being broke was immature, word to Marcus Houston. For the top dog who once was the underdog. Sun shining, but he came from being underfall. 100 dog, they can't stomach dog. 100 bottles last night, now here come the blow. One nation under God, now here come the feds. Way they choppers lay them down, they should come with beds. If you ain't with a real nigga, then who are you with? Keep riding with a fake nigga, see how far you get.
For my squad,
yeah.
My hood,
yeah.
My street,
yeah.
My city,
yeah.
My real niggas,
yeah.
All across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, salute, 100 dogs. Salute, salute.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my god.
Good luck keeping up with us. Amateurs.
We've been together through thick and thin. You're not just my lover, you are my friend.
You are my friend.
Time got rough, you never let me down.
Let me down.
And that's just one reason why I want you around.
I want you around, yeah.
See, girl, I know, that I made a mistake. But I'm only human, so let's keep the faith. Working together, we'll overcome. Cause without you, baby, I'll just go crazy, baby. For you, for you.
I'll go crazy for you.
Oh, baby,
you, 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 you
You see, you learned me respect and how to always be trusted. My love was like steel, it could never be rusted. So I turned my life around and now I am a good man. Not the same old playboy that was worldwide known in the land. See, I got your attention, please give me a chance to flatter you down with this sweet romance. To use you and abuse you, girl, it doesn't make sense. The way you be my princess and I'll be your friend.
See, I need you. And I want you.
Gotta
have you here in my life. Girl, I need you.
Need you in my life.
And I want you.
I want you, girl.
Gotta have you in my life.
I need you.
Don't you ever go nowhere.
Cause I would look so
nice without you, baby.
Solo Dolo, Volume 1, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Every time you motherfucking niggas see me, I'm with my motherfucking lonely. Pistol on me, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter where the fuck I'm at or where I'm going, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la. You see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la.
Nigga, I'm ride doing me. Don't need a friend or a hoe. In these times we living in, everybody is a foe. Everybody. Don't give a damn about a bitch. She gives a fuck about me. 9 times out of 10, she the fuck the whole street. Everybody say I'm tripping. Nigga, no, not never. Cause when it come to rough times, real niggas stick together. Where the fuck is my friend? Somewhere in my rear view. I stopped kicking it with niggas when I was back in high school. Learned that the hard way. Yeah, they mowed it Steph James. Man, 10 years later in the same damn thing. But it don't matter cause I'm strapped. This is more than just rap. A certified street nigga putting Austin on the map. Ain't worried about your haters cause I do it for the love. I got faith in myself and that man up above. Everybody wanna kick it but I'm focused on money. One deep till I die. Can't take that from it.
You see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la. La 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 la. When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la.
I'm on my game, watch me rise. I can see the hate up in their eyes, but to me it's no surprise. Motherfuckers like why? Falling short is not an option. Never plan, don't stop. Ain't got a family to maintain, but I keep the trunk knocking. Till brother got set up, shot down in his home. My trust died with my niggas. Now I'm solo when I roam. Nothing special about me. Any day can be my last. Even cops killing niggas, get that feeling I'm a blast. Too many people, yeah, people still died in these streets. Even a walk to my mailbox, I gotta keep some heat. Underestimate the world and you will be the next victim. I can't tell you about the next cause I don't really fuck with them. I was born by myself, made friends and left a lesson. They only round for the good times, but they vanish when you stressin'. So I'm riding one deep on me and my wife, and just like Willis mine, what fuck your life.
You see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la. When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
When I say I'm one deep, everybody can relate. I'm from a small town in Texas where the people love to hate. Make me better, I don't mind. It's get rich or die trying. But one thing for sure, it's all by design. Fuck your weed, I don't need it. I wanna get high by my own. Tell the truth, I'm in my zone and want some, leave me alone. Y'all niggas ain't shit, and these bitches ain't no better. Before you try to give it up, once you get your shit together, cause I ain't got shit for you. I don't even wanna fuck the turn. I'm so big, a nigga couldn't get it up. I'm in the 500 bin, screaming out, fuck friends. Cause you ain't really got none if you ain't got no ends. Leave a family disowned, where the fuck I go wrong? But what won't kill me, only make a nigga strong. I'ma take it to the grave and sacrifice a better day. Ain't no need to ask why, bitch, I'm trapped in my way.
Pass by.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die.
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. When you see me pass by.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die.
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. When you see me pass
by. The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
This how it goes down. This how it goes
this
down.
How it goes
best,
down.
Best no lie remix.
Yeah.
If that boy ain't got no cash, why in the hell will I want it? Call me Stacey D cause I dad. Let them suck it on it. Abby, every shit, don't phone it. But then you're a friend to me, you ain't offending me. Up and down my head, you spinning me. Yes, that makes you not into me. Ask why the hell will I care? Answer is cause I don't. He would do the things that you don't do. Every damn thing you don't. Abby, a bunch of shit with a country clip. Flow so hot for the hell of it. Bank account irrelevant. Niggas go down for the smell of it. Every man corrected. No girl cause I'm selfish. Yeah, they call me bestest. What the hell? I show you what a tech is still going hard. Harder than the boys that snow. Harder than the boys outside in the paint. Harder than the city boys working the dough. I gotta make this money. Yeah.
I figure I'll kill less, I'm with you. I take you out of the picture. No real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah.
Real niggas say
word. You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie,
real niggas say
words.
You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say
true.
You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Metaphors, why pay the curves? I swear this is what I was born to do. Raise my left and right hand. BSD, who you? You do? Screw you. All these kids like to run their mouth. I'm strictly from the burger south. Bet y'all will turn this party out. I can't hear no COVID. Sipping on some Moet. Pronouns and adverbs. Rhyming like a poet. Chickens know I got the buzz. Had this guy straight put down two record deals. I'ma keep it real. Brother be signed by the Lakers. Said they wanna take me. Said they wanna make me. Ain't gonna sell my soul for nobody. So bump them, let them hate me. I be realer than that drama. Realer than your mama. And I'm blinking off my independence. Put that on Obama.
Fuck your ass, I'm with you. I take you out of the picture. No real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah.
Real niggas say word.
You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie.
Real niggas say word.
You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie.
Real niggas say true.
You ain't never told no lie.
You ain't never told no lie.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck.
This is a sports update right now. Our top story for today right here, a Duke player, Art Heyman, died at the age of 71. He was the men's basketball player, NCAA basketball player. from Duke. Duke announced Art Hammond as the captain of the Blue Devils. First Final Four team has died. The school said Tuesday family members saying Hammond died Monday night in Florida. But the cause of death was not available. He was 71. Coach Mike Hernandez says Hammond was one of the elite players to ever wear a Blue Devils uniform. Hammond lead Duke to a 69-14 record from 1960 to 1963. Averaged 25 points and nearly 11 rebounds. He was the most outstanding player of the 1963 Final Four. He tied for 12th on Duke's career scoring list, 1,984 points, and is one of the three Blue Devils to average a double double for three straight seasons. Hammond did play for the New York Knicks in 1963 and played 8 seasons in the NBA and ABA. And more news right here. The Oilers extended Tyler's full contract. What, $42 million for 7-year contract for the Ottawa Senators. And other news for more, let's go back a little bit more of the game of last night's games of baseball. The Red Sox beat the Royals 5-1. The Cardinals beat the Pirates 4-3. The Orioles beat the White Sox 4-3. The Brewers beat the Cubs 15-4. The Athletics beat the Indians 3-0. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 10. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 10-0. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees by 1, 8-7. And the Reds beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. The Rays and the Houston Texas Rangers. The Rangers beat the Rays 6-5. And the Pirates and Brewers 3-0. Well, that's about it. This was a proud sponsored by the Daniel Bryan Biller Show.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God!
Good luck keeping up with us, amateur.
What's up, my nigga? Hey, Trap, man, you remember that chick from last week at the mall, man? Tell me, tell you, hit it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, lock in. Yeah, I'm gonna meet you at the studio, man. Bet. Okay.
Never slip on shit. She wondered if I noticed her. I said I plead the fifth. I never looked at her like I never could see her. But then I stepped to her just to meet her. Sexy in my type, knife tips too. She got that walk, she got that talk. Now what I'm gonna do? She looking right, huh? I never slip. Ooh, I take her to the mall. Got her what she wanted to. Yeah, she a mockable, gutter and all that. She got her head on the shoulder, so lanes fall back. Cause trap ain't brown. Damn, she out left.
this is what she said. I told her to call me daddy, this is what she said.
To the bedroom. Let me talk to the lady for a minute. Grown man shit. Let's go.
I'm talking Lotus Bomb Flower. Fresh out the shower. Eat that pussy good and I'm gonna fuck you on the counter. Say that other nigga lame. He can't fuck me for an hour. Should I do that pussy bow and I go deep, I devour. Legs shaking, scratching on my body like I'm Bobby V. Best you ever had, I know you heard about me in the team. Got that type of dick that's gon' make the chick remember me. Pussy rain down on me every time we gotta change the sheet. These haters even feeling me, sexually and physically. When I penetrate it, just feel like it's meant to be. I'm gon' make you wet the bed like Chris Brown was on the beat. Then we fuck till my son, you can get it on repeat. The mama is a freak, but yes, she's so classy. When I tell her to go live, she get mad.
Make the move.
Georgia, which is voters' ID stuff that's infringing on the rights of black people. In Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, Pennsylvania got in Harrisburg right now. They got a real big spike going on. The ACLU has put, taken them to court behind this voter ID law. That's Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin. Five of the laws are currently in effect, and the others are waiting on ruling. Now check this out. This is what happened in Texas. Attorney General defended opposition to propose Texas voter ID law. Getting IDs is what he said, and this is from the Dallas Morning News. Getting IDs would be a struggle for many in Texas, Attorney General Holder says. The Justice Department has blocked the voter ID law in Texas. Supporters of the Texas law says it is needed to help prevent fraudulent voting. And this is Eric Holder, Attorney General in Texas. Said the Justice Department blocked the proposed Texas voter identification law because it would be harmful to minority voters. Man, this is totally against us. In remarks prepared for a speech to the NAACP convention in Houston, Holder said getting a government-issued ID, as the law requires, would be deficient for many minority voters. Are difficult for many minority voters. Many of those without IDs would have to travel great distances, and we see it all the time, to get them. And some would struggle to pay for the documents that they might need to obtain them. He said, you know, you need your birth certificate, all this other stuff that's hard to get. And that stuff is high, too. According to Holder, recent studies show that 25% of voting-age African-Americans in the United States do not possess a government-issued photo ID, while only 8% of the voters age whites lack such identification. And that is definitely a big thing that is going on. And also in St. Louis, Ken Warren, he said, although not overly stated in campaign, there's no question that race plays a big role, said Ken Warren, a political science professor at St. Louis University. He says popularized voting is an electoral reality. Black vote for black, white vote for white, Italian vote for Italian, Mormon vote for Mormon. So we see what's going on, and I think we have not come to the position. We still dancing. See, we want to be free, and we really not. And we ignore the signs that come. And I'm so tired about people just being blind when the signs come. Don't be blind to what's going on. Don't let them put the smoke screen on your eyes about what's really happening. We got something. They about, you know what? The only thing we really had was our culture and our arts. That defined who we were. That told us who we were, where we come from. We don't know who we are no more. We don't know where we come from. We don't talk to each other. We're neighbors. We don't say nothing to our neighbors no more. We got our neighbors funny. We don't want to talk to our neighbors, and we right there next door to them. But when something go down, we're going to have to stand together. And it's in a position now that where it's about to go down. Look at what's happening in New York. This stop and frisk stuff. That mess come down, and what we going to do? What's the probable cause? I ain't jaywalking. I'm on the file. You can stop me now for nothing. You can just look at me and come over there and mess with me. See, that's a lot of nonsense that's going on. And that's not law. That's just anything. And we need to stand against that bull crap, because that's any darn thing. With this SO law, with this sex offense law, if you look at what's going on with that, that infringes on all you people can't even go nowhere. But I didn't know what I said, knowing where they at. And that's against your constitutional rights, 4th Amendment, 8th Amendment, and 12th Amendment rights, and we don't even know what they are. And it's time for us to start knowing what they are and digging in to know what they are. These laws have been written, and the general education laws that have been written and that have been passed down from generations, and we see old man Romney, what he done in Michigan. And now we see what Mitt is doing. And they're trying to really sway voting to go to him. What's your thoughts on that, Mr. White?
I'm listening, and I am sort of taking the fifth on that because I'm listening, and I am enjoying what you're bringing to the table. No offense to anyone. And this is a moment of re-education. Please complete your thought.
Actually, it definitely is. It definitely is a re-education. And listen, this is something that's a spinoff from New York. Organizations also, and this is from the Black Press USA as well, and this is out of New York, this is in your neck of the woods. Organizations also recorded some local residents who shared their negative experience with New York finest. They say racial profiling by the police criminalized the whole generation, and that's what it does. Asserted one supporter. The real reason they're doing this is to have a file on as many young black and Latino men as possible. This is this file. This is where you're at. This file in you and all that stuff. A recent conservation with an NYPD source disclosed. Stop and frisk is nothing new, so it ain't new. Before, it primarily happened to blacks and Latinos who went into white neighborhoods. But now it's happening citywide because they want them to get frustrated and move out. Where they going to move to? What's more white folks at? They're doing the same darn thing? And that's why I was telling some people, I was talking to a brother the other day. He was telling me he's going to move to New Mexico. For what? What you running for? So when they come to New Mexico, where you going in? You come back to Texas? I'm tired of running. I'm tired of us sitting up here ignoring what's going on. Quit ignoring that mess. Your children is the next generation, and they won't have a place in America. We haven't did nothing for them to have a place in America or a voice. Look at this young lady that was in the Olympics. We talked about her hair. What the heck that was? Talking about this young lady's hair. That's a shame. We used to be in a position where we seen one of us get up there, we were there and so happy for them, and knowing their stories and where they came from, because we have suffered and we went through the same darn thing. We were happy for them. Now we talk about them. Now we bring them to pull them down, and it's our very own people. That's what we come to. We tell to one another. We're crabs in a bucket now. We don't want to see one another come up. Is that the whole idea? Is that where we come from? That's not where we come from. Let's regroup. Let's regurgitate. Let's throw up this mess because it's lukewarm. It is not hot or cold. We can tell the taste, and we know the difference. Let us come together as a people and unite together. United we stand, divided we fall. And we have become so divided, we have become so one man to itself or for himself that it's your problem. But when it comes knock on the door, it's your house. Who you going to go to? You going to go to the one that you said that's your problem? Because you can't go to him. You going to go to your white folks? And sure, you can't go to them because they the one made the law. They the one putting it out there. So that it can fringe on our rights, so that we'd be less than a people and less than America human beings. And I think that's a shame because we have done a lot of stuff. We have given credit for a lot of stuff in America and have not been given the credit for what we have done. And it's been taken, it's been stolen, and it's been done for many, many years, and we sit back and accept that mess. And I think that's a shame.
That's serious.
I think that's a shame.
That's serious. Wow. That's something. Don, are you there? Hello?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. I really do. I think that is a doggone shame because they're taking these young men out. I'm going to tell you now, I was in jail 2 months ago in Dallas County. I saw so many children in there that it was a darn shame. Man, I saw babies. Their face was so babyish. I asked them, I said, how old are you, young man? 17. You must have just turned 17. They've been holding. I'm talking to another young man. Something happened when he was 12. He's now 19 years old. He in there with us. Okay, what you doing? You just not turning. And they've been holding that since you was a baby, since you was 12 years old, and we ain't done nothing about that. They've been putting this on you since then. You was a child your damn self. But they're holding it 5 years later. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 9, you're grown. But then they got these old sex offense laws and all this old kind of stuff. And then they got all these old other laws that infringe on human rights. But it's definitely a thing, and we don't see it. See why we don't see the smoke screen. We sit up there and ignore that stuff and fall right into the trap and fall victim, a bird in the snare, and we can't get out then. What's up, America? What's up, Black America? Put the music down and talk about the music, right, if you're going to talk about it. Quit talking about dancing. Quit talking about you got some rings, you got a bank account. Pretty soon you won't have none of that stuff. Pretty soon you're going to be digging in the darn ditch trying to find out what the heck happened because they done dropped the bomb on us and we haven't watched to see what's going on. Don't let them keep putting a smoke screen in your eye thinking that you're free and thinking that you're equal. You're not equal, and you're not free. And the Emancipation Proclamation was not for us. It definitely wasn't. It was to unite the doggone states. And because we were in the middle, we got caught up in the middle of it, it opened doors for us, but we really still not free. Understand where you at. Understand that you're in America.
Understand that you can take this land, and this land is not theirs. This is a Native American Indian land who had this. And we mixed with them. So what are we doing? Wake up. Wake up and see. Smell the aroma. Love your brother. Stop hating your brother. Help your brother come up. Your brother could be the one to help you. Quit trying to say we Uncle Toms and all that kind of stuff. Be real about this and know what it is. I'm so excited right now because I want to terrorize them so very bad because they have run us and run us and run us and run us. What the heck are we going to keep running to? To the ocean and swim? There's sharks in there, and there's sharks out here. But we're supposed to be righteous, holy lions, and they're supposed to be running from us when we roar, and they ain't running. They standing up bold against us like they arch elephants. And we nothing. We small. We mighty. They stepping on us. Oh, I'm tired of being stepped on. I'm tired of my rights being infringed on. And I know what's going on. I'm tired of my brothers turning the other cheek. I'm tired of my brothers sagging. Pull them up. I'm tired of you giving them the right to give you to stereotype you. I'm tired of them when you got a felony now, and now it's legal to discriminate against you in a job. They can look at your background, and then that's the reason they don't have to hire you. But then a man is a breadwinner, but they let a woman, they give a woman, a black woman, something, and she thinks she more than up to black man, but he is the breadwinner. Then they divide the home. She don't see the slow stream. She don't see what's going on. Now they divide the home because that's not the order of operation. See, it's God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. But now you got the tares that come in, that infringe on you, and move us out of it. But we don't sit at the dinner table no more and have dinner. We don't get in each other's business no more. It don't matter what you shoot. We ain't family. That's not no family. They done destroyed our families. We ain't even family. We don't even respect family no more. We're a family. That's a darn shame, man. Where we at? Where we at? I want to cry, man. That's a shame.
But you know,
and I'm going to tell you now, boy, if I had 100,000 of me, I'd run them out of America, and they wouldn't be welcome back. If I had 100,000 of me.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, John. Everything is okay. Donnie, it's okay? Everything all right? Donnie?
It's just time to get real and knuckle down with what's going on. Stop ignoring that mess, man.
I
change it. When we change it, then we can do what we're doing. Then we can have fun. Then we can play. Because it's work then to play. But it's a bunch of work that we ain't working to do. And we can't get nobody else to do it. Who are we going to hire to do the job we're supposed to do? We can't hire no more race we're going to hire to come in. Africans come over here and respect them because they feel like we done succumbed to something that we shouldn't have ever forget. We should have died before we succumbed to these doggone suppressive Jim Crow law. We supposed to die. So when they come over there and respect us, we weak to them. I hate that because I go to them and I show them, ain't nothing weak about our people. Shoot, we done fought all our lives. You come over here and you get what you get. And then you ignore us that you black too. Come on over here and help us out. And some of the ones that's supposed to be doing this, get up and do something, man. Shoot, you got children, you got young men, children, boys, young girls. They throwing us in prison, and they sure gonna take our women. Here we gonna do be fighting each other in prison and looking at each other. Forget that. We supposed to get our people up out of there. We got the right people in the right places with the right faces, but we ain't doing a doggone thing about it. And we don't bag them. And then they don't get with us to let us know what's going on. And they the ones put the smoke screen over our eyes, too. We need to get them out of the way, or we need to go to them. Say, hey, man, what's going on? What's really going on? We're all the same people. And if they get us out the way, they don't give a doggone about you because you know something. You know. You ain't got nobody to bag you. So what's going on? We by ourselves, and we getting picked off like that. That's a doggone shame, man. That's a shame we get picked off like that. Trayvon Martin and I, we just turn Florida up. We do nothing. Let that baby die.
This is Duke Nukem. This radio station takes requests. I don't.
Donnie, we still on?
I'm still here.
Is Donnie there?
I don't know. I think we're still alive, though.
Donnie?
Well, since he ain't coming on, I'm definitely gonna go with some more news, and I got to find my print.
Okay.
Check this out. About Gall and Grant's NAACP. And I'm from Gall, and I was born in in Dallas and raised in Garland, and I did not know this is what was happening. The Garland Branch NAACP was chaptered in July 1984. We were staying in what they call the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bad place. With 127 charter members, the charter office were officers were Goldie Locke, president, and Johnny Steadham, first vice president, with 18 members of the executive committee. The first organization meeting was held with overflow host by Richard Dockery, regional director of the NAACP. The two major issues at the meeting was firing of Sam Allen from the police department. See, always good. And substandary schools in the minority area. Sam Allen was later reinstated to the fire department. The newly formed chapter of the NAACP successfully intervened in desegregation, conceived court order. Check this out. In 1988, a chapter successfully filed a discrimination case on behalf of 27 African-American E-System employees with the EFCCO. The Garland Branch was an original plaintiff in the lawsuit, which led to the court order discrimination or desegregation of the Garland Independent School District in 1984. For 13 consecutive years, the Garland Branch has annually sponsored Freedom Fund banquets and awards scholarships to over 50 African-American GFID graduates, seniors, graduating seniors. That's something else, man. 1984. I was 8 years old.
Wow.
84? We wasn't in school. White people didn't. I thought Phil Rice was back in the 60s. So you telling me 1984, they had to desegregate some stuff in 1980. That was just yesterday. I see what's going on. I see what's going on. The Garland Branch annually holds the largest Garland committee-wide parade and program in honor of the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Man, thank God for that. Woo! Thank God for that. I lived in that city for years. I thought I was equal to white folks. I thought we were equal. If I'd have known 2 weeks ago, they just desegregated it when I was a kid. When I was out there, and if I'd have known that, it'd have been different. Shoot, I didn't know that.
Wow.
This was in the Rainbow then, on the east side of Garland. What a doggone shame. That was yesterday that happened.
Wow. I just wanted to, if I may, John and Donnie in the audience, I just wanted to inject and share, if I may, something what you're saying with respect to that and the political side of it. And this is within balance. The principle of rhythm affects the global economic systems and is tied to the behavior of human consciousness. Because of this connection, the world economic system is driven by a collective consciousness of mental energy that is subject to the complex rise and fall of the world consciousness in its conduct of commerce. The mental element of fear and mistrust cause humans to enter into a protective, self-preserving mental mode of operation. When this is multiplied across the grid of the collective human consciousness, this behavior is translated by the bar graph of the world economic system, which reflects the rise and fall of the stock markets. The world economy is energy, driven by the collective mindset of human consciousness. Tidal forces, of cosmic rhythms powerfully influence human behavior. In a particular, when humans do not exercise focused will in their conduct of life, they will fail to exercise a proper mind. So, and on the reverse side of that, we have the path that greed makes people blind and weak. They are unable to utilize their
their wealth properly, eventually it will break their greedy clutches from wealth and their ending in poverty and destitution. Don't believe it. Just sit back and watch the show in the shaping of the world events. So if government goes the other way and fails to enforce the law and allows them to continue to operate in such a bestial manner, that government and or governments share the responsibility under the principle of rhythm with immediate comic implications of their future, a dangerous trend in the monetary system's energy. The keen and silent spiritual observer sees the underlying causation of the many examples that are in the record of history. They can see and observe godlessness that exists in today's marketplace and protects themselves accordingly. The unconditional spirit of the all is not asleep, neither. It is not dead.
So
here we are. Here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And this has the profound truth that you were just speaking about, and it has nothing to do with emotion, and we're understanding where you're coming from because we all feel it. Because the keys are something that a lot of people don't understand, because forgiveness is not something we do for other people. We do it for ourselves to get well and move on. Happiness has one advantage over wealth. No one can borrow it. But we're listening, we're understanding, we feel it. We can't solve it with emotion, but we feel what's going on today. Fear means feeling excited and ready, as opposed to false illusions appearing real. Fear keeps us in a different bracket. In order to fix things, prayer, fasting, understanding, feeding those that are in need, getting a couple loaves of bread and some cold cuts, going out with a bottle of water, some tea and coffee, helping those and feeding those that are less fortunate. The children, we must be able to speak to children. We must be able to respect the elders and the grandmothers. When was the last time any of us sat down with our mothers and grandmothers and sat there at the table, talked to them and told them and squeezed them and hugged them and told them how much they're loved and how much and what they have done for us to make it a better place for us? The mothers, the grandmothers. The grandmothers are so, so important. When was the last time any of us grabbed or held the hand of a homeless woman or a homeless grandmother that we know belongs to somebody's family that is out on the curb, that's living in a shack? When was the last time we bought her a meal? When was the last time we talked to her?
That's the compassion that we're missing. We're missing compassion. And somewhere along the line, we lost who we were. I think one thing, we don't have the same common interest anymore. We're so divided culturally, emotionally, morally, financially. We're so divided, educational-wise. We're so split. At the same time, we still see that 60% of our people we're dumbfounded. You can go up to anybody. And so when it's like that, it makes it easier for these law officers that's supposed to be upholding law and justice. It makes it easier for them because they feel like you don't know nothing.
Right.
And they feel like they got this back in them. What you got back in them? You sure ain't got your own people. Your people stuck. They say, man, fall death on that. That's a danger for us. And it shouldn't be that way. It was a time, man, when we saw one another get hurt, we cried, man. Because we knew we was in the same position. Now, hey, ain't my problem, you know. But that's a law written against all of us. Who you think you are? Look at what just happened to Dez Bryant. What? I know that was with it, but that's with his people. Okay, she mad, but she gonna get over that. But don't go involve no law. You involve the law, man. Look, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Read that. Especially for Christian people. What you going to them folks for? They unjust. They don't give a doggone about you. And they doing the same darn thing. And then throw the law on you. And then rectify. Jesus said this. Jesus said, while you on your way, he said, it grieves your adversary while you on your way, for they turn you over to the doggone magistrate. The magistrate turn you over to the bailiff. The bailiff throw you in the jail, and he said you won't get out of there till the last penny paid. Boy, that's the doggone truth. And then I hate he prayed this prayer in John chapter 17. He said, Father, I pray for them and not for the world. But I don't pray that you take them out of the world. Oh, Lord, but keep us from the evil one. Man, that's everywhere. The evil one is everywhere. So I'm stuck down here. I've got to fight then. I got to fight, and I got to get some people with me that's ready to really do that and know what you're living for. Know that you're living to die for righteousness and for justice and for equality in this earth, which ain't going to never happen because Jesus said, am I truly going to find faith when I come back? Heck no. He coming with a sword in his hand, and I thank God that he coming like that. Hallelujah. I'm tired of this, and whatever the solution is, we need to dig it up and find it and bring as many into this boat because the flood is coming. I'm like Noah, the prophet Noah. I'm telling you, the flood of fire is coming. I don't know what's going to be to get you out of that, but I do know this. Get in the boat. Get in the boat because it's going to rain down fire. Get in the boat. The boat is made. The way is paved. But if you stay out there, and if you stay blind, trying to get stuff and keep up with stuff, and they study take what you got, the car, you got to have insurance, you got to stick a tag, you can't have certain tint on your window, your tires got to be a certain kind of way, you have to park in the city orders, you can't park in your own yard, you only park in your, you can't park on the side of your house, nothing. It's got to be in the front yard and all that kind of stuff. If your house got the ducks on it or whatever, and if it's lean or whatever, they take pictures of it and then give you a ticket and stuff to try to take your place where you stay. Come on, man. Watch what they're doing. Talk on it. $1,700 city ordinance laws. You can't even be at the park at 10 o'clock at night, but that's city property, what you pay your taxes for. But you can't be at the park. You can't even walk across the park at night. What kind of case in Jim Crow law is that? That gives them a right to get probable cause because you at a doggone park at night. That's grass and land. And then about a fence behind, around that. Well, come on, man. We can't see through that stuff. Come on. Yeah, we got to walk around it and all that like we in prison and all that old mess. Can't be by a train track because that's trespassing and all that old stuff. Come on. That's any kind of law. And that's anything that they making up to make. What you think they doing? If they want to throw you, want to get a number on you, want to get a record on you, you a criminal now because you did it because you're walking? You a criminal now? Pretty soon it's going to be a bicycle. If you ain't got a sticker on a bicycle, can't ride it over there. It's already lights now. Can't ride it over here. If you can't do this and that. It's going to be anything. It's not law. It's anything now. And we follow that, man. Don't get that. I don't get what we follow that. Don't follow that trend. We in the world, but we ain't of it. And we tolerate what they do here. And the Lord ain't came yet, and we still going to be tolerating it. Listen, I got a phone. And in the end of this song, it says, warning, come before destruction. What is the root, when I'm talking to America, I'm talking to Black America, what is the root word for warning? Look at the word warning. What is the root word for warning? War. War is the root word for warning. So war comes before destruction. That's why they say warning comes before. So a war comes before destruction. After a war, what is it? After the Civil War, what was it? Destruction. Warning.
Oh, because, John, it's big business. Wars generate money. War generates a lot of interest in other men. Grown men that act like children and little boys because this is what they do. These are crusades that they disguise under various names. So to seal that, there's but one life under life.